Hello, and welcome to another edition of Inside Florida Tech, the show about the people and the programs of the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Wes Sumner. Today's very special guest, he is the director of the Human-Centered Design Institute at Florida Tech and a university professor, Dr. Guy Boy. Welcome, Dr. Boy.
Thank you for having me here.
And it's exciting to note that you have been appointed to an international honor, a new board that you'll be participating in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's the scientific board of the CESAR program. CESAR means a single European sky for air traffic management research. It's the equivalent of NextGen here in the United States. It's in Brussels, and it's the biggest, actually, research program in Europe.
Well, congratulations on that honor. That's good representation for Florida Institute of Technology. And another thing that was great representation for the university was your leadership in bringing the International Space University, or ISU, to campus last summer. That was an extraordinary experience. How did that go?
Well, it was 134 participants coming from 31 countries, coming from all over the world. And that was actually very, very exciting, and that was a big success at many levels, especially actually the collaboration between FIT and NASA.
Well, hopefully those fine folks will rejoin us on the campus of Florida Tech in future years. And as director of the Human-Centered Design Institute, so many activities that keep you busy, and in particular, two degree programs that are coming, folks are involved in and that are coming to the forefront of what we do here at Florida Tech. Tell us about the master's program in Human-Centered Design.
So the master's program in Human-Centered Design is brand new. We will start in the fall, actually mid-August, we start this program. This program is following up the PhD program in Human-Centered Design that is now running. We have 10 PhD students. Three of them will present their thesis at the end of the year.
And these degree programs are really filling a need, are they not, in human-centered design, not only nationally but internationally?
Yes, human-centered design now is a need in industry. We need to take into account human factors in the design and not when things are fully developed. So this is important to train a new branch of engineers designing things for people.
And on that topic, you have another book in this field. Tell us about it.
Well, yes, I'm pleased. Actually, I wrote a book last year, and now it's delivered by Springer. It's Orchestrating Human-Centered Design, and it presents actually what we have set up in the PhD program here.
And the book, what are some of the topics that it covers?
Well, we cover cognitive engineering, complexity analysis, we cover life critical systems, organization design and management, modeling and simulation, and other things.
So important reading for folks who are interested in this field, as are these degree programs for folks who may be interested in expanding their knowledge of human-centered design. And what advice do you give, Dr. Boy, to students of any age who are interested in this particular field?
Well, come and join us.
Come and join us at Florida Tech, absolutely. Exciting things on the horizon with these two degree programs, your new book, your board appointment, and potentially more interaction with ISU in the future, correct?
Yes, and also with other organizations, we are very close to NASA. We have some ties with other industries like Boeing and other partners. We have started also an activity on STEM. This was started last year with the International Space University with a topic, what space can bring to global STEM education. And now we are trying to put together a national project on that, where we think that human-centered design could be very useful for people who are interested in designing new things. And of course, young people will do that in the near future, so they need to be trained.
Our guest has been Dr. Guy Boy, University Professor and Director of the Human-Centered Design Institute. Thank you, Dr. Boy.
Thank you.